Erica Kirk, "I'll make Turning Point USA the biggest thing this nation has ever seen." By Jasmine Jordan on September 12, 2025. Erica Kirk delivered her first public remarks Friday following the assassination of her husband. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, speaking from the Phoenix studio where he recorded his radio show and vowing to carry forward his mission. "No one will ever forget my husband's name, and I will make sure of it," Erica Kirk declared Friday in an address to the nation. Just 2 days after Charlie was fatally shot while speaking at Utah Valley University, she vowed, "It will become stronger, bolder, louder, and greater than ever. My husband's mission will not end, not even for a moment." Erica continued, "I love knowing that one of his mottos was never surrender. So I want to tell you that we'll never surrender. Never will. Ever, ever. Our campus tour this fall will continue. There will be even more tours in the years to come. America Fest here in Phoenix this December will go on. It will be greater than ever. The radio and podcast show that he was so proud of will go on. And in a world filled with chaos, doubt and uncertainty, my husband's voice will remain. And it will ring out louder and more clearly than ever. And his wisdom will endure." She emphasized her husband's dedication to action and hard work, telling supporters, "My favorite, too, but my husband's favorite word in the English language was earn. He would call all of you to be people of action who earn the future America deserves. So to all of the young people who felt inspired by my husband's faith in hard work." Erica said, "All of you already know what Charlie would want you to do. You know. You know. If you're in high school or if you're in college, go find your local Turning Point USA chapter. Join it. Stay involved. He wants you to make a difference. And you can, you can. The movement's not going anywhere, and it will only grow stronger when you join it. If there isn't a chapter, if you can't find one, then start one. There is no excuse. You can start one," she added. "As my husband used to say in this room every single day, if you want to get involved, the best way you can do that is by going to tpusa.com. That's what he would say from this chair, every single day. I watched his show every day, and he would always say, if you want to get involved, go to tpusa.com. The widow went on to say, "If you're a pastor, join our movement at Tpusa Faith. And if you're a parent, I highly recommend that you come to America Fest in December. Sign up right now for that, because we would love to see you. I would love to see you. Charlie would. He'll be there. He'll be there in spirit. Bring your kids, bring your family." She concluded with a promise to her late husband, "Charlie, I promise I will never let your legacy die, baby. I won't. I promise I'll make Turning Point USA the biggest thing that this nation has ever seen. I promise." On Thursday, Vice President J.D. Vance and Second Lady Usha Vance accompanied Kirk's casket aboard Air Force 2 as it was transported to Phoenix, where his widow was seen holding a cross upon arrival. A young bagpiper also played "America the Beautiful" outside Turning Point USA headquarters as supporters left flowers, balloons, and posters at a growing memorial. President Donald Trump announced Thursday he will posthumously award Charlie Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. The White House released a tribute video Friday, calling Kirk a fearless patriot and man of unwavering faith who dedicated his life to America. In addition, Utah State Senator Daniel McKay, R., launched a fundraiser for a permanent memorial to Kirk at Utah Valley University, where he was killed during the first stop of his American comeback tour. Meanwhile, Turning Point USA described its late founder as America's greatest martyr to the freedom of speech he so adored. Watch Erica's full address here.